Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. We've had a whole weekend to process what these all could be, so let's get the good of the day.
Good of the day. We might have a bonus good, by the way.
Oh, okay,
good. I'm just putting it out there. We'll see if we have time. But first good of the day, college football is happening right now.
It is spring games.
And it's weird because I forget to dial into it, except every once in a while a highlight comes along that is just mind-boggling that we have to talk about it. Villanova quarterback Daniel Smith went full Patrick Mahomes over the weekend.
Wow, Villanova football?
Villanova football.
I don't even know where they play. Villanova football. This is where we're going.
They play Villanova Stadium.
Okay.
But Villanova quarterback Daniel Smith went full Patrick Mahomes and may have even out Mahomes.
But remember, he plays for Villanova.
He plays for Villanova. So, I mean, it's like if a tree falls in the forest type thing.
Right.
But here's the situation. They were playing against, Delaware. They were playing against the Fighting Blue Hens of Delaware.
Oh, that's where Joe Flacco went to school.
There you go. He didn't attend the game, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't.
They're down 27-13. It's 3rd and 1 on the 1.5-yard line. Daniel Smith is scrambling to his right, gets tripped up by the defender, and then just, I don't know if it's purposefully, accidentally, I'm not 100% sure, flicked the ball behind his back as he's falling to the ground and found his wide receiver in the end zone for the touchdown.
That's fantastic.
It is watching the video, you kind of have to go back. You have to watch it several times to really understand. I don't know if he did it on purpose, to be honest with you, but as he's falling, just the fact that he threw it, it doesn't look like he was fumbling the ball.
If there's any way we can highlight Villanova football in their spring games, like the game, you know, well, when I say spring game, I don't mean like team A versus team B here at the stadium where we just have, I mean, like they're playing in the spring.
Yeah.
like that. I mean that. So, yeah, I'm all for it. So congratulations.
Yeah. Villanova. I mean,
that's great. No, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. They still lost the game.
Are they in the playoffs or anything?
No.
Or is that a
postseason? I think this is still regular season.
Still regular season?
Yeah, we're still in the regular season of,
okay. How long are they going to do this? Like, don't you want to wrap this up pretty soon?
Yeah, what do they? I don't even know what league they play in. The Colonial Athletic Association.
Yeah. They don't play in the Big East.
No.
Big East is like, we don't have football in the Big East.
But it really is, though. Watch the play. It is amazing to see.
All right.
But it was good on that guy. He has a highlight reel for the ages, something that he could probably tell all his kids, like, yep, that was me. Threw a touchdown behind my back.
That's awesome. All right, what's the? Oh, we got another good?
I just ran across a story. I found this story fascinating. All right, I'm just going to read the headline to you. You ready? Taiwan man married 4 times and divorced 3 times in 37 days to the same woman in order to get extended paid leave.
No, I saw that and I thought that was brilliant. And there's always somebody that will game a system, right? There's always somebody that will do whatever they have to do to take advantage of a circumstance.
To bring everyone up to speed, in Taiwan, you're allowed to have 8 paid days of paid time off from your employer for an event such as getting married.
And this is the law.
This is the law.
Right.
So this guy wasn't satisfied with just the 8 days. He got married, took his 8 days, had an 8-day honeymoon. When he came back, divorced his wife, and then got married to her again to get 8 more days. And he did that a total of 4 times. So he had a 32-day vacation.
See, if a company
paid vacation.
If a company had that in their policy, right, they could say, okay, that's enough. We're not doing that anymore.
Right.
You're taking advantage of this. And since we created the policy, we are canceling that policy.
Well,
right?
that's where
because it's the law, the companies have to abide by it. Yeah. And I'm sure
this is where the brilliant part came in, because the company only paid him for 8. So he took his company to court and sued them.
Yeah.
And the courts ruled in his favor.
Right, because it's the law.
It's the
law. Even though it may not be right, you have to abide by the law.
Yeah, the company had to pay him for his 32 days off. The company was fined, although it was only like $800 that they were fined. But the company was fined. The company appealed, and he lost again. Or the company lost again.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's just, that's amazing.
I just thought it was fantastic. I'm like, God, that's brilliant. I don't know why. It just, you know, I wish we kind of had that here, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
All right. Well, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is White Claw. You know, everyone's favorite drink, summer drink.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've ever had White Claw, Tony.
I have.
They are dangerous.
I'm not a fan. The reason I'm not a fan is I'm not a seltzer person.
Okay. But you see how dangerous they could be.
Yeah, because they go down and you don't feel like there's any alcohol.
Right. Well, they decided to up their game, and they're coming out with stronger White Claw called Surge. And Surge will have 8% alcohol
that
in their fruity flavored drink.
Better. That might be better because more people are like, okay, I know I can't drink six of these in 10 minutes.
I know, but see, the thing is that you still don't taste the alcohol, and they go down very quickly.
Oh, I gotcha.
That's where I put the fear into it.
Yeah,
is that
I gotcha.
You can just be bombing these things left and right, and then by the time you hit number six, you go, know what? I'm toast. I'm trashed.
I bought some. About a year ago.
We had to. Everyone had to.
Everybody did. It was a buzzing. And I think I bought it because Eton was drinking it and was mentioning it.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to try it because I never even thought about it. I was like, But I'm not a seltzer person. Even without the alcohol, I'm not a seltzer kind of guy. So it was like a style of drink I don't drink anyway. And just because it had alcohol in it, I'm like, look, I'd rather just put alcohol in orange juice. I drink orange juice. You know, I don't drink seltzer, so there's no reason to drink this.
Yeah.
So
now I get that, but that's why, you know, I'm a little fearful for, the White Claw summer.
Yeah.
That's about to embark on us because everyone's gonna up their game to Surge. They're not just going to go for the regular one. They're going to say, more alcohol. I can handle it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then start throwing down 8% alcohol, which, you know, that does do something to your body. After a while, you do feel the effects of a drink with 8% alcohol in it.
All right, what's the dumb of the day?
I didn't watch this. I'm going to assume you didn't watch this. But there was a big deal over the weekend, Jake Paul knocking out Ben Askren.
I saw this, and I was immediately trying to figure out the context of it. Like, I was like, okay, is this what people are buzzing about? Was it rigged? Does this have rigged written all over it?
It has to be, right?
I mean, I'm thinking it did.
I mean, you're talking about Ben Askren, who is a trained MMA fighter who's probably trained for like 15 years of his life, at least, maybe perhaps more, fighting an actor who has been training the last 2 years. But please, we're talking about a guy who was a trained fighter going up against an actor.
And he knocked him out in the first round. First round.
Literally with one punch.
Is it possible he just landed the magic punch? Like you hear about this in boxing all the time.
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Where you know, no matter how big of a heavyweight champion you are, there's that one spot that if your opponent gets that one spot just right, you get woozy and you just fall down.
Yes, the glass jaw.
Right, right.
I get that.
Is that what happened here?
But there is video of Ben Askren. I don't know how old it is or where this was in his career. Him just getting pummeled left and right. I mean, he is on his back. Guy is on top of him because he's MMA. The guy is like, you know, literally kneeling on top of him, just pounding him in the face. And he is taking every single punch and then gets up. And
money will make people do crazy things. It would have had to be a lot of money for this guy to rig a fight.
Maybe on the side, because he only got $500K for the fight.
Right, but like I'm talking about like a suitcase underneath the door underneath the chair where like that's yours. We're not even going to see you take that home. But in order for him to want to get knocked out by Jake Paul, right?
Actor, YouTuber.
Right. A YouTuber and not a very liked individual anymore, right?
No.
Didn't he get in some trouble? Like he was really popular and
here's the thing. It's either him or his brother. One of them got arrested in an Arizona mall during the beginning stages of COVID. And they YouTubed everything thinking it was a big joke because the mall was closed, but they broke in.
I feel like the Pauls had a run and then it's kind of over.
Maybe not.
It isn't. I don't know.
They just keep fighting. I don't know.
Golly.
The okay, other brother, well, I think, is trying to schedule a fight with Floyd Mayweather.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, I've seen the highlights of the fight. I saw the highlight of Ben Askren getting punched and knocked out, but I don't, maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Me either. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up, I actually have a good from the weekend that I want to get to as we continue along, and it's this wake-up call on Sports Map Radio.